This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I think so. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. First hour and part of the second hour, Dr. Jim Garrow was here, and boy, did we out a few people that are Soros-related. Big stuff going on, obviously. So with us right now, though, is, as promised, Chris Street, writer for Breitbart, also co-host here on Agenda 21 Radio. Chris has a fantastic article out. It's just absolutely a home run for Breitbart, almost, I think, 6,000 views right now, or comments, not just views, but comments on his story. It's called California Risk Funds in Sanctuary City Fight Against Trump Administration. And Chris, as usual, you've brought all this stuff forward. What's going on?
Well, Paul, you know, when you talk about Breitbart, I get pushback from people who are New York Times readers and Washington Post readers. And, you know, I tell them you ought to get out more.
Exactly.
Because Breitbart now has more digital action than the New York Times or the Washington Post combined.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, where the real news is at is where the people are at. And the people have moved away from, you know, pretend. I love the New York Times. It says only the news that's fit to print, according to who?
Yeah, but, right.
So when you look at this, you got 6,000 comments on an article that's obviously visceral to the American people, and about 1 out of 25 people make a comment. So you're talking really, really big numbers, and it's just consistent with the way, you know, the mainstream media just as they've missed a wonderful decade. You know,
really?
I think they ought to wake up that, you know, they sleepwalk through the Obama years as if it was some kind of victory march for the left. And what did you get out of it? The worst economic recovery in history. You know, interesting. Last week was the first week that employment has reached the point where it was in 2007 before the start of the recession. It wasn't that we had a recession, Paul. It's we had a recession and then we flatlined on the bottom because of policies that were obviously just plain stupid.
Right.
And that brings you back to California because, you know, there's something about stupid that doesn't want to change.
Yes. I know where you're going with this.
All right. Well, you know, when you talk about Obamacare, it had nothing to do with health care. It had to do with money. Because over a third of all the money from the Obamacare Medicaid expansion went into California. So you may think Pelosi is senile and, you know, some other things that, you know, I won't even mention here. But
no, that chick
brings home the bacon.
Well, I'll tell you, we mentioned some things about her in the first hour, but you're talking about bacon this hour.
You know, let's just let it. I'll call it bacon, and somebody else can call it something else, right?
Right, right.
But she brought home the bacon. Over a third of all that money went into California. And interestingly enough, why does California get that money? Because California produces those votes, and that's really what the sanctuary, you know, city cutoff is all about. It's cutting off this protected program of enforcement, not just for illegal aliens, but also for voter registration, because once mm-hmm. you get here, it's kind of like, remember those, you know, those movies when the Irish would come off the boat,
right?
You know, and they were starving, and they get to their friends in New York, and, you know, Tammany Hall would, you know, get them drunk, you know, and you know, get them registered as voters, and, you know, they didn't need to vote anymore because after all, they had the registration card.
Right.
And really the story of California, because the current attorney general, Xavier Becerra, you know, he was the number two guy in as the minority on House Ways and Means Committee in the Congress. So he moved to California to be the attorney general to try to take on these issues in the courts, hopefully in the Ninth Circuit, where they get a favorable treatment. Because there are 300 cities in California, 18 counties, and of course, the state, that are sanctuary cities. And sanctuary cities, of course, you know, have the unique ability to avoid any kind of enforcement of laws they choose are racist or misogynistic. So, you know, but you've had a change in players now with Trump there. And they're moving forward very quickly with what's called Kate's Law,
mm-hmm.
which has already passed the House. And H.R. 3003, Kate's Law would, you know, increase maximum penalties for repeat offenders that come back to the country. And 3003 would cut funding to sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with federal immigration laws. So efforts are now in the Senate, and the Senate's going to pass some form of it, and they'll pass both of them. But the interesting thing is that Sessions came out this week and said that he's about to start enforcing the law, and California immediately responded by saying, we're going to take you to court.
Well, so, you know, Javier Becerra, as I call him, was interestingly schooled and got, I believe, a master's degree from the University of Salamanca in Spain, de España. That was back in the 90s, and all of a sudden he shows up, pops up here as the Attorney General following Kamala Harris, who's now moved on to the Senate.
He's a pretty competent fellow.
Right. No, he's competent, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, he's got, you know, he's a Stanford a graduate in Stanford Law, so he's quite the you know, he's quite the prepared fellow. I've been to Salamanca. Salamanca is a wonderful university town in Spain, one of the best universities historically in the world.
Yeah, and that's why I say, yeah, definitely in the world. You know, the situation with Javier Becerra is that he's, you know, you like the way, hey, de España. Yeah.
Oh, you're having fun.
Comprende español. Anyway, so Javier Becerra comes along, appropriately placed by Jerry Brown and the left, to replace Kamala Harris. He's pulled literally out of the House, like you said. And but, you know, what's interesting about this, and you bring it out in your article, is what position he served in the House.
Well, that's right, Paul. He was, you know, when you're on House Ways and Means, you're talking about real money and you're moving bucks. But when you're, of course, in the minority party and you've been used to moving all those bucks to California, you don't play at the same level.
Right.
And, you know, that's been the problem, is the Republicans. It was the Democrats who did themselves in by their own policies under Barack Obama. They basically ran the tables when they came in and looked like they'd hold it for 20 years. And in a matter, quite frankly, of what, 2 years, they had incensed the public and they lost the House. And 2 years later, they lost the Senate. And 2 years later, they lost the presidency. So, I mean, that's a really run by...
Hang on. We got more of Chris Street coming at us. We got the music coming up when we come back. Well, we're going to talk about the 58 counties of California. How relevant is this right now when people are starting to talk about a new state in California? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. ElfieMan is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can also email me, paul@821r.com. And yes, I'm getting texts already and emails about Chris's explosive article that has appeared in Breitbart, and we're going to be talking about California implications of what would happen financially to California if, in fact, something like $96 billion is withheld from California because of this sanctuary city business that California is trying to foist upon everybody. Chris, one of the things in your article, you state that the breakdown of California federal funding by department includes 52% of health and services, Medicaid on average of 25% of all state and local government general revenues for labor and workforce development, 14% for education, 6% for transportation, 2% for legislative, judicial, and executive, and 1% for general government, which includes natural resources, environmental protection, corrections, rehabilitation, and so on. This is a big chunk of money for the state of California, isn't it?
Well, Paul, the difference in me is I'm the deep dive. You know, I think that sometimes, you know, the advantage of liberals is they own the government, so they actually know the numbers. So it's and of course, they produce information that you can get the numbers from, but it's literally thousands and thousands and thousands and pages. So that was a lot of work in, you know, getting down to that. But when you get into the numbers, what you realize is about 90 some odd billion dollars of California's $235 billion annual spending comes from the federal government.
Oops.
Now, the direct issue, some people have been talking about this, you know, cutoff for sanctuary cities is $18 million. Actually, the way I look at it, it's closer to $135 million initially, and it could probably go up into the tens of billions of dollars. And remember, California's entire payroll and benefits is less than $10 billion. So you're talking about, so you know, two, three, four times the entire cost of the workforce for the state of California. So these are really, really big numbers, but you know, the left wants to play on.
Well, and of course, challenging Trump over this, you know, they're going to take him to court. What do you think the result of the court's going to be on this?
Well, as I said, I think they'll lose. You know, that Trump always loses in the Ninth Circuit with the communists, and
right.
Then, you know, wins in the Supreme Court with the, you know, I should say loses with the Marxist in,
yeah.
in the Ninth Circuit, and even the communists in the Supreme Court, you know, voted for his immigration ban.
Yeah.
So, you know, these are basic law issues, and, you know, you sort of have political shills that have been foistered onto the Ninth Circuit, which is California.
But one of the best to bring this forward is Javier Becerra. Isn't that correct?
Well, I think he's going to do a fine job for the left. I mean, I think he's an absolutely skilled lawyer. He's done a lot in the way of, you know, writing bills. He understands the game. This is really a delay tactic. I mean, because the money is so big that if it goes away, it's just a disaster. You know, Brown, this was the year that California was supposed to finally go conservative because the pensions blew up. And, you know, amazingly, guys like John Morlock, Republican John Morlock in Orange County, you know, they vote for this crazy stuff that Brown did, borrowing from other funds to
right.
fund pensions, which means he didn't have to make the pension payment, but also means he just transferred the debt to somewhere else. So had they not been able to do, you know, and as I said, remember, with $10 billion in payroll, you know, it used to be about a $1 billion to fund the pensions in say 2005. It was $1.6 billion in 2012. It was $2.7 billion in 2013. It was $5.7 billion this year on the way to $9 billion.
Oh boy.
So I mean that kind of incredible revenue run and cost to the state was going to wipe out the Democrats. I don't know why, in my wildest imagination, the Democrats, you know, were able to convince any Republican to vote for that.
So Moorlach was the one who pulled that off.
He amazingly said, "Well, you know, I'm the expert from Orange County, and you know, this sounds fine to me." I mean, you know, Bob Citron was the expert from Orange County, and it sounded great to him until the county went bankrupt.
Yeah, well, and you know, interestingly enough, you know, you and I met, and I met John Moorlach before I met you, and you know, he was sort of chiding Citron at the time. But now, all of a sudden, he's playing like the same game that Citron was playing. It's just absolutely amazing. This is it's almost a microcosm of the way it was in the Orange County bankruptcy of sorts, or macrocosm.
Well, you know, you got to understand that Republicans sell out somehow. Republicans sell out faster than Democrats do. And you know, whatever the deal is, whatever he got, it must have been meaningful.
Right.
You know, he's just another one of those guys that, you know, talks on the right and governs on the left.
Right. Mitch McConnell type. So, I mean, we kind of know that. Another one that part of the statement was that you said that in addition, in an added risk to Democrats, Breitbart California editor Joel Pollack reported on August 5th that Judicial Watch just wrote a letter to California Secretary of State Alex Padilla, questioning why 11 of California's 58 counties appear to be in violation of the National Voter Registration Act by having more registered voters than adults over the age of 18. That's kind of a problem, isn't it?
Paul, let me give you the numbers. Imperial County is 102%. Imperial County is very, very Hispanic.
Right, it's very...
Lassen, you know, that doesn't sound very liberal, but that's 102%. Los Angeles is officially 112%, but most people think it's 144%. Monterey is 104%. San Diego is 138%. San Francisco is 114%. San Mateo is 111%. Santa Cruz 109%. Solano is 111%. Stanislaus 102%. Yolo County 110%. I mean, so, you know, normally registration runs in the high 70s. I mean, these people have more people registered than are 18 years or over living in the county. You think there's a problem?
God, are you going to write an article about that?
I have. You know, I will follow up, Paul. But I mean, the numbers are just staggering.
Well, that plays into Katie Grimes and the voter integrity groups and so on have been saying all along about how the elections are fixed here in California, or at least plays a part in that, their stories.
That's right. It's Judicial Watch that's actually pushing on this, and they're pushing on it because of the information and the hard work of the voter integrity group.
Yeah, and Katie Grimes. Of course, Katie Grimes has been the big silent partner with Election Integrity Group, and she's been on this show many times, appeared at the Liberty Tour several times. In fact, we've got if you really want to see it, we'll have to repost it up. We've got the presentation she did at Liberty Tour 6. It's absolutely ground-shaking. When you tie this in together with your story about these 11 counties in Judicial Watch, we'll have to get in touch with Judicial Watch and get some more information from them, because this is a huge story. This just breaks it wide open. If you go back and look at the Bernie Sanders situation in June 7th, and of course then the general election with Trump and Clinton, this just blows this whole thing wide open, doesn't it?
Well, Paul, the interesting thing is everybody talks about, you know, Trump and the Russians or something. I don't really care about politics. I care about economics, but I do care about lawsuits.
Right.
And if you look at the lawsuits, it's the lawsuits that are climbing up the sitter downer of the Democratic Party right now. There's a mass tort lawsuit from all the people who gave money to Bernie Sanders, about $300 million worth, are suing the Democratic National Committee for basically cheating them out of their right to vote for Bernie Sanders by the way they manipulated the content.
Well, Chris, hang on, Chris. We're going to come back to this discussion. This is a breaking story, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, unbelievable the numbers that Chris is staggering, the numbers that Chris has come up with these 11 counties of the 58 counties with their voter registration. And where's Alex Padilla? Alex Padilla. Come on. Our Secretary of State. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Even doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about an article that he has written about the potential loss of income to California based upon the sanctuary city status. And this is a, you know, they want sanctuary state, all this other stuff, the potential loss of revenue. And, you know, Chris, I wanted to bring this up. I don't think it really is that big a surprise to them. I mean, this is a discussion that was going on several months ago, and there were warnings that were going out to all the states that Donald Trump was going to be doing this, especially now with the whole changeover. I mean, and what I mean by changeover, grants are being rewritten and being proposed right now, and the money's supposed to come in a little bit later. The grant cycle is up, and now they're faced with the problem that they might not get the money that they were they think they should get, and they think that they're deserving to get, only because they claim to be sanctuary cities, which is against the law.
Well, Paul, this is not, as I said at the start of the show, this is not about winning. They can't win. They know they can't win. This is about delaying.
Right.
Delaying is the game.
Which seems to be what they've always done.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, hopefully, you know, by the time they get to, you know, some kind of election or impeachment, you know, they can stop this from happening. But you've got to understand that this isn't just a little problem. This is the way the Democrats run their business. Most people don't realize, but the Democratic National Party is in debt. After, you know, when you normally have an election, you generate all this extra cash and, you know, there's money left over and, you know, everybody goes away happy. No, the Democrat National Committee is broke. Their contributions are down dramatically. And the reason being is all of their good globalist friends, you know, who really aren't Democrats, they just like whatever gives them what they want, realize Democrats have no control and they're saving their money. That means the Democrats have to live on those policies and things that Obama did as long as possible. So stretching out the money coming from Washington, you know, for another 6 months, a year, maybe even 18 months, you know, is a necessary issue. And that's why Javier Becerra would leave the Congress, a very powerful position where he was set to be head of Ways and Means if the Democrats ever win again, and go back to being Attorney General. I mean, this is a life and death play for the Democrats, because if California runs out of liberal money, how's the rest of the country going to do?
Right, exactly. You know, and that's a great comment about Javier Becerra, who we follow intensively here on Agenda 21 Radio for a whole host of other things. I want to jump back, because now combining what you have written as well as what Joel Pollack put out about the voter registration, this could be a huge blow to the Democrats in California.
Well, it's the beginning, Paul. It's the beginning of the end. And, you know, I've said it would take, you know, 5 to 7 years after Trump was elected before California, you know, started turning conservative and turning Republican. I mean, you know, when we say Republican, you kind of have to hold your breath. But I got to say, you know, the Republican Party, the members of the Republican Party are cleaning the place up. You know, they're going after these rhinos and folks like that. But when you look at the national structure, California is the last anchor the Democrats have.
Right.
And, you know, it also happens to be the number one welfare state in the country. As I said, it got over a third of all the Medicaid expansion. You know, L.A. is the L.A., Long Beach area, Anaheim is the poverty capital of America.
Right.
These are radical turns, but there's money in it. The problem is that if those people who are here for the benefits lose the benefits and go home, perhaps to Mexico, you know, and those were the voters that really turned the state around for the Democrats, and the economics start looking like Trump was right, you know, the state could turn, and that's really the path you're on. So the days of, you know, the Democrats owning California are probably coming to a close.
Well, you know, and of course, Jerry Brown, his time is numbered. Now, I want to talk about the California Republican Party, Jim Brolte, and, of course, Charlie Munger Jr. They seem to be heading the party, but it seems like all the people I talk to, Chris, in the Republican Party, most of them are obviously conservative Tea Party caucus types and things like that. They're not happy with that that duo of leaders, because they seem to be stalling, delaying, you know, destroying, you know, bringing in candidates like, you know, well, John Cox is an example. He seems to be one that's tied to the hips of Brulte. But, you know, when you had Neil Kashkari come in just out of the blue to run against Jerry Brown, everybody knew he was going to lose. I mean, I went to the convention and saw that whole thing play out. He was not welcome there by the vast majority of people that were there as a candidate. Yet he's the one they put up there, which is an easy pickoff by Jerry Brown. So there's problems there with the Republican leadership. And, of course, the bigger problem is, you know, the influence of the SEIU, which is a corporate sponsor of the Republican Party, a big one.
Right. Well, Paul, I understand the Republicans' challenge. I understand that they went for a group of policies. They thought they could get along with the Democrats and that their own base wouldn't punish them. And in fact, their own base walked away from them. It's not that the Democrats have raised their registration so much. It's that Republicans have become independents.
Right.
And that's really the issue. And, you know, this idea that somehow you're going to get them back by, you know, being Democrat soft, I don't see how that's working for them. But if you look at the national structure, I just want to give you some numbers here, Paul. And remember, California owns the Democrat Party, right? Pelosi, Boxer,
right.
Feinstein, you know, Kamala Harris, that's their next candidate. I mean, this is the Republican, this is the Democrats' game. Now, the Democrats raised about $1.3 billion for the 2016 election cycle. It's actually $1.292 billion, and they spent, you know, all but $13 million. The Republicans raised less, $968 million, and they have $30 million that they didn't spend. They could put in the bank. Right now, the Democrats, who are a much bigger party historically and had much more money, have $34 million and the Republicans have $53 million. You know, the debts for the Democrats is, you know, $43 million and the Republicans are $31 million. So when you look at all this, what it says is the Democrats, who can't win without more money, are going broke.
Yeah. Well, they're being, yeah, exactly. And again, they're going to run out of voters at some point, especially... I mean, the new voters being illegal immigrants.
Well, they've been buying voters. I mean, welfare for people who, you know, are undocumented illegal aliens, you know, is a game to get them here. Why would you want them here if they're just going to be a burden? No, you want them here so you can register them to vote. I mean, if they can get a work card, you know, on Alvarado Street in L.A. in about 13 seconds, why can't they get the documents they need to register to vote? And remember that that there are so many different ways in California you can automatically register to vote. You can do it by mail and these other issues. You know, anytime you get a driver's license, you're given it there. And of course, all these illegal aliens are not allowed to be asked if they're, you know, what their citizenship status is when they go for a driver's license. So the motor voter, you know, has registered all these people.
Right. Right. Well, listen, we're coming up to a break right now. We have more Chris Street on the other side. Stay with us. A lot of things happening in California, but also nationally, that we're talking to Chris Street about. And all the, I'm telling you, this voter registration business, all this stuff is going to start changing. And, of course, what's going to happen to the billions of dollars that's supposed to flow into California? Because, well, that spigot could be shut off with this sanctuary city stuff. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about sanctuary city status and other things. I guess, Chris, the big question is, in this final long segment that we have with you, is what do you think is going to happen going forward with Jerry Brown?
Well, Jerry Brown would have not rope-a-doped it, you know, to his being termed out again. He would have had a crash. Unfortunately, as I said earlier in the show, the Republicans allowed him to borrow from another fund, you know, basically borrow internally from the state to fund pensions. I mean, I thought you had to fund pensions, not borrow money.
Yeah, no, borrow, you know, money.
But I mean, this is sort of like rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Titanic will make it past a couple more icebergs. And with any luck, you know, Jerry Brown will leave office before the crash. I keep saying that California is done in the first recession. In the first recession, they'll lose about $20 billion of revenue because all of this capital gains from Silicon Valley will shrivel up. And if that happens, it's not like they actually run the state like a business. It's not like they encourage, you know, manufacturing and production and things like that. They've pretty much driven that stuff away. Mm-hmm. But if Silicon Valley, you know, takes a header, and boy, do they usually take a big one in a recession. You know, I think that Jerry Brown's game would have been over, especially if he had to pay the pensions.
So he's just sort of stalled it so he gets out in time for everything to crash and he'll be long gone.
He made a big mess in the 70s and got out of Dodge before the whole thing fell apart. He's made a big mess again, and I think good chance he'll get out of Dodge before the thing falls apart.
What about the Oroville Dam in all this situation?
Now, you know that I've been one of the people that says that sucker could come down. I still believe that sucker could come down. I wrote a piece called Wet Spots on the Dam,
right,
which now virtually every expert, you know, after arguing with us in February when I said this thing is, you know, is a really an existential risk. You know, I my prediction was 4,000 to 5,000 dead, you know, bigger than 9/11, and, you know, 200,000 to 300,000 people displaced. 5,000 dead.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, Jerry Brown obviously tried to rope a dope through that, and they got lucky. But the dam is leaking internally, and dams do not leak internally 2/3 up the dam. You know, it's not like there's a spring on the bottom and the water's wicking up. Water does not wick up; water wicks down.
Right.
So this must mean that there are porting going on inside the dam, or there's also, you know, problems on the where it abuts the edge of the canyon there, that they didn't clean out the old rock and get down to really granite, what's called new rock. And, you know, you've got this deterioration. But this thing can come down in about 18 minutes.
Yeah,
it's going to go fast.
You know, the thing is that, you know, we've done some numbers here, and we indicate that if the water is actually emptied as what could have happened that night on the 12th, that water would have rushed into Sacramento, for, you know, 70-some miles away, and stood at about 14 feet, and even higher, because at the time when that was happening, the water in the Sacramento and American rivers, and of course the two come together there in Sacramento, right at just literally a half a mile north of Sacramento, that inundation would have been much higher than 14 feet, more like 25 feet, which would have, at some estimations, led to the deaths of a million people and displaced hundreds of thousands more, even another million. This would have been a catastrophe of major sorts, and of course look what it would have done to the inundation zone. The prime growing area on the planet for rice production, second or third largest producer in the world, is right there. It would have wiped it out. How many more would have died because of starvation from the famine that would have developed from the lack of production for at least 2 or 3 years out of that area? This is a monumental disaster. Jerry Brown has never been to the dam since this day officially to say or see it for himself and what's going on. It's an absolute catastrophe, but we have one more year, one more season of wetness. And like you say, the dam itself is, well, I think it's improperly made. And of course, Scott Cahill, his dam expert, has been out to see us. And one of the things he brings out, which is a big thing, which is, I think, what is the major reason why the green spots and there's leaks in the dam, is that when they manufactured it, they used cobble and rock from the gold mining days, in which the dredges were dredging up rock and so on, river-washed rock. They never fractured the rock, Chris, which is a major flaw in the construction of the dam, as Scott Cahill has thrown out there. The rock is all smooth stones, three grades, small, medium, large, and those things are not supposed to be laid down without crushing.
Well, that's right, Paul. When you know, it may look picturesque when you have the pebble look in your cement, in your backyard, but it ain't for construction. Construction needs jagged rocks because they have multiple crevices that can adhere to the cement and give a greater amount of support. One of the things, you can pop out pebbles in cement, just get a little screwdriver and pop, out they come. That's because there's not very many, I forget what the term is, but...
Rough surfaces.
Tension, adhesion, right. Yeah, so, you know, you could pop those little suckers out, you know, and your kid, and I don't know if anybody's had that. Of course, my kid popped one of mine out because, you know, kids need to do that, right?
Yeah, it really ticks you off when you look at your stone. You paid thousands of dollars for that look, and your kid's down there chipping away at it.
Well, he's a little screwdriver and a hammer. It was cool, you know. Now, it could actually come out.
I got that one out. I can get that one out and keep going. No, I got a lot more to get out.
I supervised mine a little earlier than that, but... You know, I don't know that the extreme numbers of death, but Paul, just 5,000 is bigger than Pearl Harbor.
Oh, yeah, way bigger.
It's bigger than 9/11.
Yeah.
It would be the largest catastrophic loss of life from a single event.
Yeah. So hang on, Chris. We got the break coming up, and we come back a little bit more of Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com, and of course visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back with more of Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio, and check out his article, one of the largest being viewed right now on Breitbart. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Final comments from Chris Street coming up here in a second. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Chris, your final thoughts going forward right now.
My final thoughts are that the numbers are relentlessly grinding up the liberals in California. You know, will Jerry Brown make it, you know, out the door before it slaps him on the butt? Maybe. You know, on the other hand, you could have a huge recession, but my basic bet is that California muddles through, but 3 or 4 or 5 years out there, you'll have a financial crisis, and that'll be the end of the Democrats, and all of these games they've played will come crumbling down.
Yeah, and again, this would be something that would be very, very welcomed on the national scene. Okay, Chris, give us your contact information.
I'm always available. I put articles up on Breitbart California every day. You know, we're now bigger than the New York Times. You want to get real news, you go to where real news is put up. I do deep dives, find my article, see my name, Chris Street in blue, click that, and you get all my articles.
Awesome. Well, Chris, thanks a lot for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Good fun, Paul.
Awesome. Okay, thanks to Chris Street. And, of course, you can see his articles on Breitbart and also on Agenda 21 Radio. Listen, I don't want to tell Breitbart. We get the stories before they do. Just a little heads up. Because Chris writes for us as well. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, as we always say here on the radio show, you can email me, paul@a21r.com and agenda21radio.news. That's our website. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are winning, winning, winning. You exceptional Americans, because we are exceptional Americans. Thanks for listening.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.